Land values have been on the rise for the last couple of years, and within the last 3 months, local land values have increased nearly 15% or more. A new record was set Friday morning for land sold in Plymouth County.
$20,075, now $100. $20,000, now $100. Now the $100, $100, bid above $100, give you $100. Sold the farm, $20,075. Absentee bidder does not want his name announced.
A parcel of land measuring nearly 126 acres sold for the record bid of $20,075 an acre. The total price was at $2,520,817.75. More than 100 people attended the land auction, which was held at the American Bank at Remsen. The property was sold by Jim Klein of Klein Realty and Auction Company of Remsen as part of the Iowa Auctioneers Group. Klein says that the property was located on the edge of town of Remsen, which made it more appealing to prospective buyers.
The land was situated like a half mile east of Remsen, and actually it's only about probably 200 yards from another property that's actually annexed into the city of Remsen. So it got sold today as farm ground property at $20,075 per acre on tillable acres, which was 125.57 acres. And like we always say in the real estate market, it's location, location, location. And this definitely had the right location, but it's awfully a nice farm.
Klein says that the auction had a lot of curious onlookers, but it also had attracted several serious bidders.
I think during the auction we had four live bidders throughout the entire auction, yes.
And then it was also an online, so were you getting absentee bids into?
We did have one party that was bidding at the beginning. I'm not sure where he left off, but then the second last bidder was actually an internet bidder.
Klein believes that the ground will remain as farm ground, although it is near land that has already been annexed by the city of Remsen for possible future development.
I would assume it will. We never know what the future holds for us. I'm sure in my lifetime I will never see it switched over. But if Remsen were ever start growing and they need highway access for commercial property, this would be an ideal location, yes.
He says the land was from the Jim and Jeanette Beaver estate.
Awfully good piece of ground. I think people probably have driven by this farm for years and years and years and always thought, when that piece comes up for sale, I want to be the owner of it.
The auctioneer says that good commodity grain prices have sparked interest in having farmers look to access additional acres, with the result being higher land values.
I think it's probably 2 years of good grain prices for the farmer. I think before the end of the year, the administration may have thrown some things out to the public, where maybe the 1031 exchanges were going to go away, maybe the capital gains was going to go away. So anybody that had property to sell, they wanted to get that done before the end of the year. And there was a lot of property that was on the market in the last 3 months of last year. But they all sold for good money. Still a lot of buyers out there. I think the grain prices are going to stay strong again this year. I don't foresee that it's probably going to go down unless something drastic happens going the other direction.
Will we plateau, or do you think it's going to continue to rise like that, the rates we've seen?
You'll see some properties that'll plateau, but if you get the right property in the right area, you could probably still see it stronger yet.
The successful bidder in Friday morning's auction wanted to remain anonymous, but Klein says it was a local person that purchased the ground at a new Plymouth County record price per acre. Again, that record bid listed at $20,075 an acre for nearly 126 acres of ground with a price tag of more than $2.52 million. Galen Catholic School was recently given a benefactory gift from a past president and pastor of the local Catholic school. Amy Jungers, Galen Catholic Development Director, says that the school was notified that the estate of Father John McQuirk had remembered Galen Catholic.
We were so surprised to receive the amount of over $222,000. When you receive a donation such as that, it kind of makes you stop right in your tracks and just stop and be thankful for the people who took the time and had the servant heart to give such an amount to Galen Catholic School.
Jungers talks about the time when Father John McCurk had served the local Catholic community.
So Father McCurk was faculty here at Galen Catholic from 1980 to 1985. He was the principal here, and also at that same time he served as the pastor at St. Joseph in Struble.
And Galen Catholic Development Director explains how Galen will utilize that generous gift.
So what we ended up doing is we gave the largest portion to our endowment fund, and that just ensures that we will have Catholic school in LaMarche for generations to come. Another small portion went to our kitchen and cafeteria project, which many people know is up and running at this time, and we hope to open that in the fall. There's a lot of fundraising to do for that yet, so to dedicate a portion to that project was really helpful, and giving that another kickstart here is a second round of fundraising. And the third, we gave a small portion to the daily operation and expenses of the school. You know, those come every day, and to just have a little extra oomph in that area is very helpful. So we feel like we tried to honor him the best we could and make it useful for all of the students who are currently attending Galen Catholic and those who will be here in the future years.
Father McGurk had died a little more than a year ago. Junger says it was a complete surprise to Galen officials that the former pastor had included Galen as part of his estate. She says that McGurk also left money to other area Catholic institutions. Residents of the Remsen Union and the MMC school districts are being asked to go to the polls on Tuesday, March 1st, to vote for the continuation of the 1 cent sales tax that helps finance local school districts with renovation, restoration, and maintenance upkeep projects. Known as SAVE, the estimated annual income from the program generates approximately $320,000 per year for the Remsen Union School District and an estimated $440,000 for the MMC School District. School Superintendent Dan Barco explains the measure.
What the measure asks the voters is whether or not we can extend our revenue purpose statement or extend the SAVE, which is essentially the 1 cent penny sales tax that currently both districts have, and then we are able to use that 1 cent to make improvements to our buildings as well as purchase technology, purchase buses, transportation, fix roofs, that kind of thing.
Barkle says that both school districts have the authority to utilize the 1 cent sales tax until the year 2029. He says a vote on Tuesday will extend the collection and use of that generated revenue.
A couple of years ago, the legislature allowed districts to be able to extend that an additional 20 years. So what we are asking voters in both of our districts is to be able to extend that from 2029 to 2049. And essentially what the districts do oftentimes is they borrow against that expected revenue to make facility improvements in their buildings or purchase buses and things like that.
Barkle says that for the Remsen Union School District, improvements are needed for the plumbing system and the school's auditorium.
And particularly at the RU site, the core of the building is from 1964. And we're facing issues, like plumbing, especially things that are going to be rather costly. And we'd just simply like to have the authority from the voters to be able to use that 1 cent to make improvements so that our school building is viable in the Remsen Union District for many years to come.
The MMC and RU school superintendent says that they are having to vote now in order for the school districts to be able to leverage possible loans against the expected collection of the 1 cent sales tax.